This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Raleigh into right field. Base hit. Polanco on his way home. Standing Cal Raleigh, a pinch hit go ahead, 2-run single has put the Mariners in front in the ninth inning.
Big dumper
with a big day. But it wasn't enough to help me out as I had the over in that game. And I'm trying to look at the Cubs game here real quick. So the Cubs game had 34 base runners and they scored 19 runs. And that, by the way, that was one of the games that this was the A's game, which God bless it. 28 base runners, and they can't even get over the damn total of 10. The Cubs game was strange because I had the under, and people are going, I know I'm going to get this from people that subscribe to my site. It's like, you got to stop with the Cubs unders. It's not working out. If you look at yesterday's game, yeah, sure, it was 5-3 headed into the bottom of the ninth, which would have been a push for us yesterday had they just got another out. Instead, two runs were scored. It went 5-5, and then the Giants said, we would like to score 9 points. Nine runs in the top of the 10th. And you're going, I can't believe it. So that happened. The A's not scoring runs. And then, or A's and Mariners. And then on top of it, I got the Cavaliers with a 14-point lead, giving 9 points. And they get outscored by 15 in the fourth quarter. What the hell is going on, man? And like, again, nobody wants to hear, these are excuses, right? Nobody wants to hear it. But man, it is frustrating to be on that side of it in all those games where you thought you deserved better, but it didn't happen. So let's look at today's slate. That was courtesy of Root Sports, by the way, if I didn't say it. Sorry. NBA, I like Oklahoma City a lot tonight. I think they bounced back against the Nuggets. What a weird game that was. I don't know if people noticed it, too. Somebody, was it Alex Caruso called out Nikola Jokic? He took the ball, the basketball, when they were trying to inbound it late, and he rubbed his sweat all over it. He asked the ref to hold it, and he was squeezing it, and then he rubbed his sweat all over it and gave it back to him. And by the way, speaking of Jokic, who's, it feels like he's coaching that team. I don't know if you've seen him. Everybody gathered around, he's yelling at him. Jokic is one of the smartest players in the NBA. He knows when the clock is running. He'll fake tying his shoe. He'll, you know, lazily go get the basketball and an inbounds if the clock is not stopped. He is very, very sharp. He has been playing out of his mind, and I'm sick of betting against him, but I feel like these are the right spots, man. So I'm going to take the Thunder minus the 10.5 tonight as a top play. I do like the Knicks and Celtics to go under the 2 10.5. I mean, conventional wisdom, everybody wants to go back to Boston after what happened in the first game. And Ed, I'm sure as a Knicks fan, you're tired of hearing everybody go, well, that was the Knicks win. They're not going to win another one.
Every day.
Yeah. Yes. That's what everybody keeps saying.
Yeah.
So, again, in the NHL, I like Dallas and Winnipeg to go under the 5.5. Hopefully this goes the way it has all regular season with these two teams. But I've seen some strange things in the postseason, and these 5.5s, God, I've been screwed over so many times with a late goal twice this weekend. One with 1.5 seconds, one with 3 seconds to lose the game.
It was wild. Yeah.
You feel like, again, gambling can do this to you when you do it every day. You feel snake bitten sometimes. It's like, how the hell did this happen to me that day, that day, that day, that day? And I'm not even talking about, like, look, The Mets game last night, I had the over. There's nothing I can bitch about. I could tell you that they had a chance to knock Zach Gallen out early and they had the bases loaded. He got out of the jam and settled in and he was fine. So I can't complain about that game. I think I have legitimate gripes about the other games, but that's just me. But I do like Dallas and Winnipeg to go under. And here's what I'm seeing for the weather today. Pirates under, really good spot. Cubs under, great spot. Yankees over, good spot. Reds over, another spot that I like. Again, I've talked about this. It's 70-some degrees in Atlanta. It's raining a little bit. They might even have to delay the game. There might be a stop. And what have I said about Atlanta when it rains? The humidity picks up and the ball starts flying out of the ballpark. That goes for Baltimore, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Philly. When the humidity picks up, that ball just starts.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Flying. So just pay attention to it. I think it's a good spot today. Here's what I'm leaning in baseball. I like the Yanks and Padres to go over 7.5. It is a good pitching matchup, Fried versus Cease. I don't care. I'm going to attack both of these guys just because, again, in situations with this small ballpark, if they can get the ball in the air, I think it's going out. Mets in Arizona, I like them to go over 9. Not a great pitching matchup to sit here and attack for an over with Senga going. And let me get this right, because we have Merrill Kelly and Mitch Keller going today. Merrill Kelly's on the Diamondbacks. He's pitching for them. Mitch Keller is pitching for the Pirates, which we'll get to in a second. But I like this game to go over. I'm hoping they open the dome, because when they open that retractable roof and it's hot outside, good God, good night, Irene. The balls go flying again. That's another one of those spots. But I'm taking the Mets in Arizona over 9 today. Now, the 5 plays, or the other 4 plays along with the Thunder that are going to be top plays for me. Braves and Reds over. Told you I was going to be on that. It's a good pitching matchup. It's Hunter Green going up against the Braves. On the other side, it's Grant Holmes, where I think the Reds can get after him. He does have some serious upside with strikeouts, but he'll walk some guys and give up some hard contact. Ellie De La Cruz grades out really well today. I might take him for a homer. San Francisco and Chicago under the 7. Again, it's one of those pitching matchups that people are going to look at and go, I don't know if I want to bet an under. It's Ben Brown. Ben Brown grades out as the 4th best pitcher on today's slate, according to the algorithm drink. And San Francisco will be trotting out Robbie Ray, who, you know this, Robbie Ray is just a dominant left-hander. And I think with the wind blowing in, he could have some help here at Wrigley Field. Now, the other games that I really like, these are my top 2 plays. Seattle and the Athletics, I'm going right back to it over 9. You look at the pitching matchup, it's Brian. Woo! You knew that. And then with the Athletics, they're going to be trotting out. And it's funny, too, when you look at the A's, because Ed, you brought it up earlier, right, that they have more wins than the Yankees?
Same number.
Same number, okay.
Yeah.
Same number after yesterday, and they'll be trotting out Gunnar Hoglund. They have a Gunner. It's a Hoglund. I'm taking the over here in that small-ass ballpark, and looking at the algorithm drink, that there's so many guys at the top of the lineup, just like it was yesterday. And with St. Louis and Pitt, number
I'm
one.
Start sitting this segment out. I get drunk.
Number one.
Algorithm.
Number one pitcher on the slate is Sonny Gray, pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals against Pittsburgh. And going for the Pirates, as I mentioned earlier, is Mitch Keller. You're hoping Mitch Keller limits damage here. Weather supports an under. Mitch Keller's a fly ball pitcher. 7.5. I love those two plays. Seattle over, St. Louis Pitt under, my top two plays that go along with the under in the Cubs game, the over in the Braves game, and I like the Oklahoma City Thunder. There you go.
There you go. There Thank you is. Very much, Jeremy Kahn. Let's go out to Shumi in Owings Mills. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. I got a quick question for you.
Okay.
Then I got a good, clean joke.
Oh, nice.
I think you're going to like. First question, is it conceivable that one day in the future, not maybe soon, but some team in Major League Baseball, somebody's going to get $1 billion contract.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, sure it is.
There was talk with Gunner be the first guy.
We're at $700 million now.
Sure.
Right. Next man up, Hines contract. Do you think one guy will get $1 billion one day?
Yes,
I think
so.
It would have to be a hitter. I don't think it's going to be a pitcher or a guy that does both.
Now, good joke. Hope you haven't heard it before or said it, but I changed all of my passwords to Kenny. Now, all I have are Kenny logins.
I have seen that one. I have seen that one. That's good.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.